Epistle to the Son of the Wolf by Baha'u'llah, translated by Shoghi Effendi. Your reader is Mary Ellen Baker. This is tape 4, side 1, continuing from page 129. He it is who hath caused the rock to shout and the burning bush to lift up its voice upon the mount, rising above the holy land, and proclaim, "The kingdom is God's, the sovereign Lord of all, the all-powerful, the loving." We have not entered any school, nor read any of your dissertations. Incline your ears to the words of this unlettered one, wherewith he summoneth you unto God, the ever-abiding. Better is this for you than all the treasures of the earth, could ye but comprehend it. Whoso interpreteth what hath been sent down from the heaven of revelation, and altereth its evident meaning, he verily is of them that have perverted the sublime word of God, and is of the lost ones in the lucid book. Whereupon we heard the groaning of the true faith, and said unto it, quote, "Wherefore, O true faith, do I hear thee cry out in the night season, and groan in the daytime, and utter thy lamentations at daybreak?" Unquote. She made reply, quote, "O Prince of the world, that standest revealed in the most great name, the heedless ones have hamstrung thy white she-camel, and caused thy crimson ark to founder, and wish to put out thy light, and to veil the face of thy cause. Wherefore hath the voice of my lamentation been lifted up, as well as the voice of the lamentation of all created things, and yet the people are for the most part unaware," unquote. The true faith hath laid fast hold in this day on the hem of our bounty, and circleth about our person. O Sheikh, enter thou my presence, that thou mayest behold what the eye of the universe hath never beheld, and hear what that which the ear of the whole creation hath never heard, that haply thou mayest free thyself from the mire of vague fancies, and set thy face towards the most sublime station, wherein this wronged one calleth aloud, quote, "The kingdom is God's, the Almighty, the All-Praised," unquote. We fain would hope that through thine exertions the wings of men may be sanctified from the mire of self and desire, and be made worthy to soar in the atmosphere of God's love. Wings that are besmirched with mire can never soar. Unto this testify they who are the exponents of justice and equity, and yet the people are in evident doubt. O Sheikh, protests have been voiced against us from every side, protests such as our pen craveth pardon for setting down. Nevertheless, by reason of our great mercy, we have replied unto them in accordance with the understanding of men, that haply they may be delivered from the fire of negation and denial, and become illumined with the light of affirmation and acceptance. Equity is rarely to be found, and justice hath ceased to exist. Among others, these perspicuous verses have, in answer to certain individuals, been sent down from the kingdom of divine knowledge. Quote, "O thou who hast set thy face towards the splendors of my countenance, vague fancies have encompassed the dwellers of the earth, and debarred them from turning towards the horizon of certitude, and its brightness, and its manifestations, and its lights. Vain imaginings have withheld them from him who is the self-subsisting. They speak as prompted by their own caprices, and understand not. Among them are those who have said, 'Have the verses been sent down?' Say, 'Yea, by him who is the Lord of the heavens.' 'Hath the hour come?' Nay, more, it hath passed. 'By him who is the revealer of clear tokens.' Verily the inevitable is come, and he, the true one, hath appeared with proof and testimony. The plain is disclosed, and mankind is sore vexed and fearful. Earthquakes have broken loose, and the tribes have lamented for fear of God, the Lord of strength, the all-compelling. Say, the stunning trumpet blast hath been loudly raised, and the day is God's, the one, the unconstrained. Hath the catastrophe come to pass? Say, yea, by the Lord of lords. Is the resurrection come? Nay, more, he who is the self-subsisting hath appeared with the kingdom of his signs. Seest thou men laid low? Yea, by my Lord the Exalted, the Most High. Have the tree stumps been uprooted? Yea, more, the mountains have been scattered in dust by him, the Lord of attributes. They say, where is paradise and where is hell? Say, the one is reunion with me, the other thine own self. O thou who dost associate a partner with God and doubtest. They say, we see not the balance. Say, surely, by my Lord, the God of mercy, none can see it except such as are endued with insight. Have the stars fallen? Say, yea, when he who is the self-subsisting dwelt in the land of mystery, Adrianople. Take heed, ye who are endued with discernment. All the signs appeared when we drew forth the hand of power from the bosom of majesty and might. Verily the crier hath cried out when the promised time came, and they that have recognized the splendors of Sinai have swooned away in the wilderness of hesitation before the awful majesty of thy Lord, the Lord of creation. The trumpet asketh, hath the bugle been sounded? Say, yea, by the King of Revelation, when he mounted the throne of his name, the All-Merciful. Darkness hath been chased away by the dawning light of the mercy of thy Lord, the source of all light. The breeze of the All-Merciful hath wafted, and the souls have been quickened in the tombs of their bodies. Thus hath the decree been fulfilled by God, the Mighty, the Beneficent. They that have gone astray have said, when were the heavens cleft asunder? Say, while ye lay in the graves of waywardness and error. Among the heedless is he who rubbeth his eyes, and looketh to the right and to the left. Say, blinded art thou, no refuge hast thou to flee to. And among them is he who saith, have men been gathered together? Say, yea, by my Lord, whilst thou didst lie in the cradle of idle fancies. And among them is he who saith, hath the book been sent down to the power of the true faith? Say, the true faith itself is astounded. Fear ye, O men of understanding heart. And among them is he who saith, have I been assembled with others blind? Say, yea, by him that rideth upon the clouds. Paradise is decked with mystic roses, and hell hath been made to blaze with the fire of the impious. Say, the light hath shone forth from the horizon of revelation, and the whole earth hath been illumined at the coming of him who is the Lord of the day of the covenant. The doubters have perished, while he that turned, guided by the light of assurance, unto the dayspring of certitude, hath prospered. Blessed art thou who hast fixed thy gaze upon me, for this tablet which hath been sent down for thee, a tablet which causeth the souls of men to soar. Commit it to memory and recite it, by my life. It is the door to the mercy of thy Lord. Well is it with him that reciteth at eventide and at dawn. We verily hear thy praise of this cause, through which the mountain of knowledge was crushed, and men's feet have slipped. My glory be upon thee, and upon whomsoever hath turned unto the Almighty, the All-Bounteous. The tablet is ended, but the theme is unexhausted. Be patient, for thy Lord is patient. Unquote. These are verses we sent down previously, soon after our arrival in the prison city of Acca, and we have sent them unto thee, that thou mayest be acquainted with what their lying tongues have spoken, when our cause came unto them with might and sovereignty. The foundations of idle fancies have trembled, and the heaven of vain imaginings hath been cleft asunder, and yet the people are in doubt and in contention with him. They have denied the testimony of God in his proof after he came from the heaven of power with the kingdom of his signs. They have cast away what hath been prescribed and perpetrated what hath been forbidden them in the book. They have abandoned their God and clung to their desires. They truly have strayed and are in error. They read the verses and deny them. They behold the clear tokens and turn aside. They truly are lost in strange doubt. We have admonished our loved ones to fear God, a fear which is the fountainhead of all goodly deeds and virtues. It is the commander of the hosts of justice in the city of Baal. Happy the man that hath entered the shadow of its luminous standard and laid fast hold thereon. He verily is of the companions of the crimson ark, which hath been mentioned in the Chayyum Yasma. Say, O people of God, adorn your temples with the adornment of trustworthiness and piety. Help then your Lord with the hosts of goodly deeds and a praiseworthy character. We have forbidden you to dissension and conflict in my books and my scriptures and my scrolls and my tablets, and have wished thereby naught else save your exaltation and advancement. Unto this testify the heavens and the stars thereof, and the sun and the radiance thereof, and the trees and the leaves thereof, and the seas and the waves thereof, and the earth and the treasures thereof. We pray God to assist his loved ones and aid them in that which beseemeth them in this blessed, this mighty and wondrous station. Further, in another tablet we have said, quote, O thou who hast fixed thy gaze upon my countenance, admonish men to fear God. By God, this fear is the chief commander of the army of thy Lord. Its hosts are a praiseworthy character and goodly deeds. Through it have the cities of men's hearts been opened throughout the ages and centuries, and the standards of ascendancy and triumph raised above all other standards, unquote. Quote, we will now mention unto thee trustworthiness and the station thereof in the estimation of God, thy Lord, the Lord of the mighty throne. One day of days we repaired unto our green island. Upon our arrival we beheld its streams flowing and its trees luxuriant, and the sunlight playing in their midst. Turning our faces to the right, we beheld what the pen is powerless to describe, nor can it set forth that which the eye of the Lord of mankind witnessed in that most sanctified, that most sublime, that blessed and most exalted spot. Turning then to the left, we gazed on one of the beauties of the most sublime paradise, standing on a pillar of light and calling aloud, saying, O inmates of earth and heaven, behold ye my beauty and my radiance and my revelation and my effulgence. By God, the true one, I am trustworthiness and the revelation thereof and the beauty thereof. I will recompense whosoever will cleave unto me and recognize my rank and station and hold fast unto my hem. I am the most great ornament of the people of Baha and the vesture of glory unto all who are in the kingdom of creation. I am the supreme instrument for the prosperity of the world and the horizon of assurance unto all beings. Thus have we sent down for thee that which will draw men nigh unto the Lord of creation. Unquote. This wronged one hath at all times summoned the peoples of the world unto that which will exalt them and draw them nigh unto God. From the most sublime horizon there hath shone forth that which leaveth no room unto anyone for vacillation, repudiation, or denial. The wayward, however, have failed to profit therefrom. Nay, it shall only increase their loss. O Sheikh, it is incumbent upon the divines to unite with His Majesty the Shah. May God assist him, and cleave day and night unto that which will exalt the station of both the government and the nation. This people are assiduously occupied in enlightening the souls of men and in rehabilitating their condition. Unto this testifieth that which hath been sent down by the most sublime pen in this lucid tablet. How often have things been simple and easy of accomplishment, and yet most men have been heedless and busied themselves with that which wasteth their time. One day, while in Constantinople, Kamal Pasha visited this wrong one. Our conversation turned upon topics profitable unto man. He said that he had learned several languages. In reply, we observed, quote, you have wasted your life. It beseemeth you and the other officials of the government to convene a gathering and choose one of the divers languages and likewise one of the existing scripts, or else to create a new language and a new script to be taught children in schools throughout the world. They would in this way be acquiring only two languages, one their own native tongue, the other the language in which all the peoples of the world would converse. Were men to take fast hold on that which hath been mentioned, the whole earth would come to be regarded as one country, and the people would be relieved and freed from the necessity of acquiring and teaching different languages, unquote. When our presence, he acquiesced, and even evinced great joy and complete satisfaction. We then told him to lay this matter before the officials and ministers of the government, in order that it might be put into effect throughout the different countries. However, although he often returned to see us after this, he never again referred to this subject, although that which had been suggested is conducive to the concord and unity of the peoples of the world. We fain would hope that the Persian government will adopt it and carry it out. At present, a new language and a new script have been devised. If thou desirest, we will communicate them to thee. Our purpose is that all men may cleave unto that which will reduce unnecessary labor and exertion, so that their days may be befittingly spent and ended. God verily is the helper, the knower, the ordainer, the omniscient. God willing, Persia may be adorned with and attain unto that whereof she hath thus far been deprived. Say, quote, O Shah, exert thyself so that all the peoples of the world may be illumined with the effulgent splendors of the sun of thy justice. The eyes of this wronged one are turned towards naught save trustworthiness, truthfulness, purity and all that profiteth men, unquote. Regard him not as a traitor. Glorified art thou, O my God and my master and my mainstay. Aid thou his majesty the Shah to execute thy laws and thy commandments and show forth thy justice among thy servants. Thou art verily the all-bounteous, the Lord of grace abounding, the almighty, the all-powerful. The cause of God has come as a token of his grace. Happy are they who act. Happy are they who understand. Happy the man that has clung unto the truth, detached from all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. O Sheikh, see thou the shore of the most great ocean, and enter then the crimson ark which God hath ordained in the Kayumi Azmal for the people of Baha. Verily it passeth over land and sea. He that entereth therein is saved, and he that turneth aside perisheth. Shouldst thou enter therein and attain unto it, set thy face towards the Kaaba of God, the help in peril, the self-subsisting, and say, quote, O my God, I beseech thee by thy most glorious light, and all thy lights are verily glorious, unquote. Thereupon will the doors of the kingdom be flung wide before thy face, and thou wilt behold what eyes have never beheld, and hear what ears have never heard. This wronged one exhorteth thee, as he hath exhorted thee before, and hath never had any wish for thee, save that thou shouldst enter the ocean of the unity of God, the Lord of the worlds. This is the day whereon all created things cry out and announce unto men this revelation, through which hath appeared what was concealed and preserved in the knowledge of God, the Mighty, the All-Praised. O Sheikh, thou hast heard the sweet melodies of the doves of utterance cooing on the boughs of the lote tree of knowledge. Hearken now unto the notes of the birds of wisdom upraised in the most sublime paradise. They verily will acquaint thee with things of which thou wert wholly unaware. Give ear unto that which the tongue of might and power hath spoken in the books of God, the desire of every understanding heart. At this moment a voice was raised from the lote tree beyond which there is no passing, in the heart of the most sublime paradise, bidding me relate unto thee that which hath been sent down in the books and tablets, and the things spoken by my forerunner, who laid down his life for this great announcement, this straight path. He hath said, and he verily speaketh the truth, quote, I have written down in my mention of him these gem-like words. No allusion of mine can allude unto him, neither anything mentioned in the Bayan, unquote. And further, he, exalted and glorified be he, saith concerning this most mighty revelation, this great announcement, quote, exalted and glorified is he above the power of any one to reveal him, except himself or the description of any of his creatures. I myself am but the first servant to believe in him and in his signs, and to partake of the sweet savors of his words from the first fruits of the paradise of his knowledge. Yea, by his glory, he is the truth. There is none other God but him. All have arisen at his bidding, unquote. Such are the words sung by the dove of truth on the boughs of the divine lote tree. Well is it with him that has given ear unto its voice, and quaffed from the oceans of divine utterance that lie concealed in each of these words. In another connection hath the voice of the Bayan called aloud from the loftiest branches. He saith, blessed and glorified be he, quote, in the year 9 ye will attain unto all good, unquote. On another occasion he saith, quote, in the year 9 ye will attain unto the presence of God, unquote. These melodies uttered by the birds of the cities of knowledge conform with that which hath been sent down by the All-Merciful in the Quran. Blessed are the men of insight. Blessed they that attain thereunto. O Sheikh, I swear by God, the river of mercy floweth, and the ocean of utterance surgeth, and the sun of revelation shineth forth resplendent. With a detached heart and a dilated breast and an utterly truthful tongue, recite thou these sublime words that have been revealed by my forerunner, the primal point. He saith, glorified be his utterance, addressing his honor, Azim, quote, this verily is the thing we promised thee ere the moment we answered thy call. Wait thou until 9 will have elapsed from the time of the Bayan. Then exclaim, blessed therefore be God, the most excellent of makers. Say, this verily is an announcement which none except God hath comprehended. Ye, however, will be unaware on that day. Unquote. In the year 9 this most great revelation arose and shone forth brightly above the horizon of the will of God. None can deny it save he who is heedless and doubteth. We pray God to aid his servants to return unto him and beg forgiveness for the things they committed in this vain life. He verily is the forgiving, the pardoner, the all-merciful. In another connection he saith, quote, I am the first servant to believe in him and in his signs, unquote. In like manner in the Persian Bayan he saith, quote, he verily is the one who under all conditions proclaimeth, I, in very truth, am God, unquote. And so on, blessed and glorified be he. That which is meant by divinity and Godhead hath previously been stated. We, in truth, rent the veils asunder and disclose that which will draw men nigh unto God, who layeth low the necks of men. Happy the man that hath attained unto justice and equity in this grace, that hath encompassed all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth, as bidden by God, the Lord of the world. O Sheikh, hearken unto the melodies of the gospel with the ear of fairness. He saith, glorified be his utterance, prophesying the things that are to come, quote, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father, unquote. By Father in this connection is meant God, exalted be his glory. He verily is the true educator and the spiritual teacher. Joel saith, quote, for the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it, unquote. Firstly, in the sublime utterance set forth in the gospel, he saith that none is aware of the time of the revelation, that none knoweth it except God, the all-knowing, who is cognizant of all. Secondly, he setteth forth the greatness of the revelation. Likewise, in the Quran, he saith, quote, of what ask they of one another? Of the great announcement, unquote. This is the announcement, the greatness of which hath been mentioned in most of the books of old and of more recent times. This is the announcement that hath caused the limbs of mankind to quake, except such as God, the protector, the helper, the succorer, hath willed to exempt. Men have indeed with their own eyes witnessed how all men and all things have been thrown into confusion and been sore perplexed, save those whom God hath chosen to exempt. O Sheikh, great is the cause and great the announcement. Patiently and calmly ponder thou upon the resplendent signs and the sublime words and all that hath been revealed in these days, that haply thou mayest fathom the mysteries that are hid in the books and mayest strive to guide his servants. Hearken with thine inner ear into the voice of Jeremiah, who saith, quote, O, for great is that day, and it hath no equal, unquote. Wert thou to observe with the eye of fairness, thou wouldst perceive the greatness of the day. Incline thine ear unto the voice of this all-knowing counselor, and suffer not thyself to be deprived of the mercy that hath surpassed all created things, visible and invisible. Lend an ear unto the song of David. He saith, quote, who will bring me into the strong city, unquote. The strong city is Acha, which hath been named the most great prison, and which possesseth a fortress and mighty ramparts. O Sheikh, peruse that which Isaiah hath spoken in his book. He saith, quote, get thee up into the high mountain, O Zion, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength, O Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Unquote. This day all the signs have appeared. A great city hath descended from heaven, and Zion trembleth and exulteth with joy at the revelation of God, for it hath heard the voice of God on every side. This day Jerusalem hath attained unto a new evangel, for in the stead of the sycamore standeth the cedar. Jerusalem is the place of pilgrimage for all the peoples of the world, and has been named the holy city. Together with Zion and Palestine, they are all included within these regions. Wherefore hath it been said, quote, blessed is the man that hath migrated to Acha, unquote. Amos saith, quote, the Lord will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the habitations of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither, unquote. Carmel in the book of God hath been designated as the hill of God and his vineyard. It is here that, by the grace of the Lord of Revelation, the tabernacle of glory hath been raised. Happy are they that attain thereunto, happy they that set their faces toward it. And likewise he saith, quote, our God will come, and he will not be silent, unquote. O Sheikh, reflect upon these words addressed by him who is the desire of the world to Amos. He saith, quote, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel, for lo, he that formeth the mountains and createth the wind, and declareth unto man what is his thought, that maketh the morning darkness, and treadeth upon the high places of the earth, the Lord, the God of hosts, is his name, unquote. He saith that he maketh the morning darkness. By this is meant that if, at the time of the manifestation of him who conversed on Sinai, any one were to regard himself as the true morn, he will, through the might and the power of God, be turned into darkness. He truly is the false Don, though believing himself to be the true one. Woe unto him, and woe unto such as follow him without a clear token from God, the Lord of the world. Isaiah saith, quote, "The Lord alone shall be exalted in that day," unquote. Concerning the greatness of the revelation, he saith, quote, "Enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty," unquote. In another connection, he saith, quote, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the splendor of our God," unquote. These passages stand in need of no commentary. They are shining and manifest as the sun, and glowing and luminous as light itself. Every fair-minded person is led by the fragrance of these words unto the garden of understanding, and attaineth unto that from which most men are veiled and debarred. Say, "Fear God, O people, and follow not the doubts of such as shout aloud, who have broken the covenant of God in his testament, and denied his mercy that hath preceded all that are in the heavens, and all that are on earth." And likewise he saith, quote, "Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold your God," unquote. This blessed verse is a proof of the greatness of the revelation and of the greatness of the cause, inasmuch as the blast of the trumpet must needs spread confusion throughout the world, and fear and trembling amongst all men. Well is it with him who has been illumined with the light of trust and detachment. The tribulations of that day will not hinder or alarm him. Thus hath the tongue of utterance spoken, as bidden by him who is the all-merciful. He verily is the strong, the all-powerful, the all-subduing, the almighty. It is now incumbent upon them who are endowed with a hearing ear and a seeing eye to ponder these sublime words, in each of which the oceans of inner meaning and explanation are hidden, that happily the words uttered by him who is the Lord of revelation may enable his servants to attain with the utmost joy and radiance under the supreme goal and most sublime summit, the dawning place of this voice. O Sheikh, wert thou to perceive, be it less than needle's eye, the breaths of mine utterance, thou wouldst abandon the world and all that is therein, and wouldst set thy face toward the lights of the countenance of the desired one. Briefly, in the sayings of him who is the Spirit, Jesus, unnumbered significances lie concealed. Unto many things did he refer, but, as he found none possessed of a hearing ear or a seeing eye, he chose to conceal most of these things, even as he saith, quote, "But ye cannot bear them now," unquote. That dawning place of revelation saith that on the day that he who is the Promised One will reveal the things which are to come. Accordingly, in the Kitab-i Aqdas, and in the tablets to the kings, and in the Law-i Ra'is, and in the Law-i Fu'ad, most of the things which have come to pass on this earth have been announced and prophesied by the most sublime pen. In the Kitab-i Aqdas, the following has been revealed, quote, "O land of Ta, Tehran, let nothing grieve thee, for God hath chosen thee to be the source of the joy of all mankind. He shall, if it be his will, bless thy throne with one who will rule with justice, who will gather together the flock of God which the wolves have scattered. Such a ruler will, with joy and gladness, turn his face towards and extend his favors unto the people of Baha. He indeed is accounted in the sight of God as a jewel among men. Upon him rest forever the glory of God and the glory of all that dwell in the kingdom of his revelation," unquote. These verses were revealed previously. Now, however, the following verse hath been sent down, quote, "O God, my God, Baha beseecheth thee and imploreth thee by the lights of thy countenance and the billows of the ocean of thy revelation and the effulgent splendors of the sun of thine utterance, to aid the Shah to be fair and equitable. If it be thy wish, bless thou through him the throne of authority and sovereignty. Potent art thou to do what pleaseth thee. There is none other God but thee, who hearest, who art ready to answer," unquote. Quote, "Rejoice with great joy, O land of Ta, Tehran, for God hath made thee the dayspring of his light, inasmuch as within thee was born the manifestation of his glory. Be thou glad for this name that hath been conferred upon thee, a name through which the day star of grace hath shed its splendor, through which both earth and heaven have been illumined. Ere long will the state of affairs within thee be changed, and the reins of power fall into the hands of the people. Verily thy Lord is the all-knowing. His authority embraceth all things. Rest thou assured in the gracious favor of thy Lord. The eye of his loving kindness shall everlastingly be directed towards thee. The day is approaching when thy agitation will have been transmuted into peace and quiet calm. Thus hath it been decreed in the wondrous book, unquote. And likewise in the La Ifuad and in the tablets of the King of Paris, Napoleon III, and in other tablets, there hath been revealed that which will lead every fair-minded person to testify unto the power and the majesty and the wisdom of God. Exalted be his glory. Were men to observe with the eye of justice, they would be made aware of the secret of this blessed verse, quote, neither is there a thing green or sere, but it is noted in a distinct writing, unquote, and would comprehend it. On this day, however, men's repudiation of the truth hath prevented them from understanding what has been sent down in truth by him who is the revealer, the Ancient of Days. Gracious God, perspicuous signs have appeared on every side, and yet men are for the most part deprived of the privilege of beholding and comprehending them. We beseecheth God to bestow his aid, that all men may recognize the pearls that lie hid within the shells of the most great ocean, and exclaim, quote, praised be thou, O God of the world, unquote. O concourse of the fair-minded, observe and reflect upon the billows of the ocean of the utterance and knowledge of God, so that ye may testify with your inner and outer tongues that with him is the knowledge of all that is in the book. Nothing escapeth his knowledge. He verily hath manifested that which was hidden when he, upon his return, mounted the throne of the Dayan. All that hath been sent down hath and will come to pass, word for word, upon earth. No possibility is left for anyone either to turn aside or protest. As fairness, however, is disgraced and concealed, most men speak as prompted by their own idle fancies. O God, my God, debar not thy servants from turning their faces towards the light of certitude that has dawned above the horizon of thy will, and suffer them not to be deprived, O my God, of the oceans of thy signs. They, O my Lord, are thy servants in thy cities and thy slaves in thy lands. If thou hast not mercy upon them, who then will show them mercy? Take thou, O my God, the hands of such as have been drowned in the sea of idle fancies, and deliver them by the power and thy sovereignty. Save them, then, with the arms of thy might. Powerful art thou to do what thou willest, and in thy right hand are the reins of all that is in the heavens and all that is on earth. In like manner the primal point saith, quote, behold ye him with his own eyes. Were ye to behold him with the eyes of another, ye would never recognize and know him, unquote. This refereth to naught else except this most great revelation. Well it is with them that judge fairly. And likewise he saith, quote, the year-old germ that holdeth within itself the potentialities of the revelation that is to come is endowed with a potency superior to the combined forces of the whole of the Bayan, unquote. These glad tidings of the Bayan and of the books of former times have been repeatedly mentioned under divers names in numerous books, that perchance men might judge equitably that which hath arisen and shone forth above the horizon of the will of God, the Lord of the mighty throne. O Sheikh, tell the people of the Bayan, quote, ponder ye these blessed words. He saith, the whole of the Bayan is only a leaf among the leaves of his paradise. Be fair, O people, and be not of such as are accounted as lost in the book of God, the Lord of the worlds, unquote. The blessed lote tree standeth in this day before thy face, laden with heavenly, with new and wondrous fruits. Gaze on it, detached from all else save it. Thus hath the tongue of might and power spoken at this spot, which God hath ordained, adorned with the footsteps of his most great name and mighty announcement. And likewise he saith, quote, ere nine will have elapsed from the inception of this cause, the realities of the created things will not be made manifest. All that thou hast as yet seen is but the stage from the moist germ until we clothed it with flesh. Be patient until thou beholdest new creation. Say, blessed therefore be God, the most excellent of makers. And likewise he has said regarding the power of this revelation, quote, lawful is it for him whom God will make manifest to reject him who is greatest on earth, inasmuch as such a one is but a creature in his grasp, and all things adore him. After Hin 68, a cause shall be given unto you which ye shall come to know, unquote. And also he saith, quote, know thou with absolute certainty and through the firmly established and most irrevocable decree that he, exalted be his glory, and magnified be his might, and sanctified be his holiness, and gratified be his grandeur, and lauded be his ways, maketh each thing to be known through its own self. Who then can know him through anyone except himself? Unquote. And further he saith, exalted and glorified be he, quote, beware, beware lest in the days of his revelation the Vahid of the Bayan, 18 letters of the living, shut thee not out as by a veil from him, inasmuch as this Vahid is but a creature in his sight. And beware, beware that the words sent down in the Bayan shut thee not out as by a veil from him. Unquote. And again, he, exalted be he, saith, quote, look not upon him with any eye except his own, for whosoever looketh upon him with his eye will recognize him, otherwise he will be veiled from him. Shouldst thou seek God in his presence, seek thou him and gaze upon him. Unquote. And likewise he saith, quote, better is it for thee to recite but one of the verses of him whom God shall make manifest than to set down the whole of the Bayan, for on that day that one verse can save thee, whereas the entire Bayan cannot save thee. Unquote. Say, O people of the Bayan, be fair, and again, be fair, be fair. Be ye not of them who have made mention of the manifestation of the cause of God in the daytime and then in the night season, and who, when he through his grace appeared, and when the horizon of revelation was illumined, pronounced against him such a judgment as hath provoked the lamentations of the inmates of the kingdom and of the realm of glory, and of such as have circled about the will of God, the all-knowing, the all-wise. Meditate upon these sublime words. He saith, quote, I verily am a believer in him, and in his faith, and in his book, and in his testimonies, and in his ways, and in all that proceedeth from him concerning them. I glory in my kinship with him, and pride myself on my belief in him. Unquote. And likewise he saith, quote, O congregation of the Bayan, and all who are therein, recognize ye the limits imposed upon you for such a one as the point of the Bayan himself hath believed in him whom God shall make manifest before all things were created. Therein verily do I glorify before all who are in the kingdom of heaven and earth. Unquote. By God, all the atoms of the universe groan and lament at the cruelty perpetrated by the froward among the people of the Bayan. Whither are gone they who are endued with insight and hearing? We beseech God, blessed and glorified be he, to summon them and exhort them unto that which will profit them, and withhold them from that which will harm them. He in truth is the strong, the all-subduing, the almighty. And likewise he saith, quote, suffer not yourselves to be shut out as by a veil from God after he hath revealed himself. For all that hath been exalted in the Bayan is but as a ring upon my hand, and I myself am verily but a ring upon the hand of him whom God shall make manifest. Glorified be his mention. He turneth it as he pleaseth, for whatsoever he pleaseth, and through whatsoever he pleaseth. He verily is the help in peril, the Most High. Unquote. And likewise he saith, quote, were he to make of every one on earth a prophet, all would in very truth be accounted as prophets in the sight of God. Unquote. And likewise he saith, quote, in the day of the revelation of him whom God shall make manifest, all that dwell on earth will be equal in his estimation. Whomsoever he ordaineth as a prophet, he verily hath been a prophet from the beginning that hath no beginning, and will thus remain until the end that hath no end, inasmuch as this is an act of God. And whosoever is made a vice-regent by him shall be a vice-regent in all the world, for this is an act of God. For the will of God can in no wise be revealed except through his will, nor his wish be manifested save through his wish. He verily is the all-conquering, the all-powerful, the all-highest. Unquote. Briefly, in every instance, he hath stated that which is conducive to the conversion, the advancement, and the exaltation, and the guidance of men. A few unfair ones, however, have become a veil and an insurmountable barrier, and debarred the people from turning towards the lights of his countenance. We pray God to cast them out by his sovereignty, and seize on them with his seizing power. He verily is the Lord of strength, the mighty, the all-wise. And likewise he saith, quote, he, glorified be his mention, resembleth the sun. Were unnumbered mirrors to be placed before it, each would, according to its capacity, reflect the splendor of that sun, and were none to be placed before it, it would still continue to rise and set, and the mirrors alone would be veiled from its light. I verily have not fallen short of my duty to admonish that people, and to devise means whereby they may turn towards God, their Lord, and believe in God, their Creator. If on the day of his revelation all that are on earth bear him allegiance, mine inmost being will rejoice, inasmuch as all will have attained the summit of their existence, and will have been brought face to face with their beloved and will have recognized to the fullest extent attainable in the world of being the splendor of him who is the desire of their hearts. If not, my soul will indeed be saddened. I truly have nurtured all things for this purpose. How then can anyone be veiled from him? For this have I called upon God and will continue to call upon him. He verily is nigh, ready to answer, unquote. And likewise he saith, quote, they will even refuse unto that tree which is neither of the east nor of the west the name believer, for were they so to name him, they would fail to sadden him, unquote. Hath thine ear, O world, heard with what helplessness these words were revealed from the dayspring of the will of him who is the dawning place of all names? He saith, quote, I have educated all men that they may recognize this revelation, and yet the people of the Bayon refuse to concede even the name believer to that blessed tree that belongeth neither to the east nor to the west, end quote. This is page 157. Please turn the tape.